The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
I just saw something in the email that made me very excited.
I think this deserves a breaking news sounder.
It does. Text. Morning, everybody. Just wanted to say hallelujah. The cat is finally out of the bag. Who's that from? Any guesses from the folks who don't know? Hot Wings, Kelly, Maitland?
I don't know.
Okay, no. Let me give you a little more. I've known about this for 7 weeks, but the embargo is lifted and the press release went out this morning. Any guesses?
Still no.
No.
Our friend, Alan from Scotland, who's been listening to the show for years, and Steve still claims is in a wheelchair because he's blind.
Yep.
Has been named the voice of Little's self-service checkout tills.
No! Yeah! My gosh!
Now, we were definitely under the impression that he did not even make the finals.
Look at him!
Some article. But yes, the man chosen to be the first Scottish voice of, am I saying it right? Is it Little's?
I've heard Little. I've also heard Lidl.
It's L-I-D-L. The voice of Lidl Little's self-service checkout tills says he will bring his hometown's friendly accent to the supermarket chain's machines.
Yes!
The voice of Alan MacDonald from Oban.
Guys.
Will be heard across Lidl's Scottish branches from October 1st, guiding shoppers as they scan their items.
We did it!
Yes!
Oh,
Alan!
My gosh. This is all us.
We had a hand in this.
Oh, congratulations, guys.
More
Wings,
than
Kelly, Maitland, yes. Freebeer, way to go.
Yeah. Like Steve.
Oh, yeah, and you too, Alan.
Yeah, yeah, you did some. More than 20,000 people took part in the vote to choose the new Scottish voice. Mr. MacDonald lost his eyesight in 2009 from masturbation, it says.
Tommy's on his way.
Tommy, you're going to be the voice of a computer. This led to him deciding to study sound engineering at the University of the Highlands and Islands, who just got kicked out of the SEC for football.
Wait, the University of the Highlands and Islands?
Yes.
Highlands and Islands.
Wow, that's a cool name.
Wonder what their mascot is. Probably like
rock.
Yeah, right.
It's the U of High.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Mr. MacDonald said hearing his own voice coming from the checkouts would be an out-of-body experience. I'm very proud to do it, very happy to do it, but it'll be odd times 10. There is a branch of the German supermarket chain a few hundred feet from his home in the Argyll and Bute town. I'm sure I'm saying all those things wrong.
Mm.
Quote from Alan. I love doing wee recordings like this. I've done things like this in the past from a local radio station, Oban FM, which sadly is no longer on the go. Little was looking for a bright and upbeat voice, which that man, that is him.
Mm-hmm.
That is him.
Keep reading his quote. Is there any mention of this?
Yeah, Little was looking for a bright and upbeat voice. MacDonald said, who said this? Might be the spokesperson. Little was with Mr. MacDonald recently completing his recordings at a studio near Glasgow. He said they were looking for a predominantly Scottish accent, obviously, but upbeat and friendly is the best way to do it.
Scottish accident?
Yeah,
or
he
accent?
Had an accent. Scottish accident.
We've always been
when
told
he lost his sight.
The Oban accent is along those lines. Quote, you can hear his smile through the microphone. That's something I learned on the radio, so I took that into account. The former radio presenter said it was important to have an authentic Scottish voice rather than a generic AI voice. He will use a friendly, non-authoritative tone when informing shoppers items have not been scanned properly, avoiding sounding bossy. The celebrity who oversaw this, described
You've done it wrong!
It's not haggis, that's crap!
Do it again!
It looks like it's Lidl.
Lidl, okay.
Lidl rhymes with needle.
Our apologies to Lidl. Alan Cumming, who was involved in this project as a celebrity, one of the judges, described Mr. McDonald's audition as firm, but sort of cheeky at the same time.
Oh, that's how I'd describe Alan.
Firm and cheeky.
How did you say it?
Lidl.
Lidl, like needle. Got it. Lidl has invested £3 million to install self-checkouts across all of its Scottish stores.
Rich.
No, not. That's to install the machines.
Yeah, not to install Alan.
They just stick him in a box.
he's got to do it in real time.
They cart him around from one store to the next.
Yeah.
Well, Alan,
you didn't scan your carrots right.
He's just on one of those pallet trucks.
All of you who voted for our friend Alan, way to go.
Just wheeling me around.
That is amazing.
I'm working 24/7.
I'm so happy for
I wish
you.
I could Me get too. A break.
I'm so tired.
Want some time off to eat some haggis?
I wish I could look at my watch to see if it's time to go home. Like, he can't tell time. There's
they
no
keep
other
telling
way.
Me it's only 2 o'clock.
He stole my watch.
That is amazing. I'm so happy. Let me go back to his email just to finish out that thought.
Man. Mm-hmm.
It says, please don't make fun of me in your accents.
No. He said, it's okay. I'll call in the first segment tomorrow morning to say thank you to you guys, Maggie, for emailing you guys in the first place and everybody else who took the time to vote. Thank you so much. P.S. I'm under contract with Lidl, so obviously everything needs to be positive. Wink. We know. We're on board. I love that store now.
Yeah, I'm positive I'm enjoying this.
I was ready to tell the world I hated them when I thought you didn't win.
I know, right? We were pissed.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
That is awesome.
Man, again, congratulations, everybody.
We did it.
Yeah.
We did it.
People are saying Alan should get on Cameo because there's a lot of people who listen who would buy a Cameo from Alan. I'm on board for that. I think that would be great.
Okay.
I don't know if it's allowed in your Lidl contract.
Yeah, He may not be able to benefit financially off of the Lidl name.
It wouldn't be benefiting off the
Well, people
Alan
know
from
him
Scotland.
From Lidl.
It's not where they knew him first.
Like, he wouldn't be able to do his own voice. You know, like Brian Baumgartner, he's not like legally.
He can't do the Kevin,
voice,
which is why he wasn't in the intro.
Yeah.
Because that's what Kelly wanted in the first place.
I wanted that so badly. And then who did we get for me? What was his name?
Tom Arnold.
Arnold, yeah.
Hey, kids, I want to introduce you to my new wife, Kelly Cheese.
Your new mom.
That's right.
He was so just doing that around the house while making
so
dinner.
Good.
It was so much fun.
So good.
The late Gilbert Gottfried did hot wings. Mm-hmm. The late Norm Macdonald did mine. Don't think that doesn't pop into my head and make me sad all the time that those two are both gone.
Yeah.
That was an intro for the night show we used.
Is
the
Tom
late,
Arnold
The late
still
Corey
alive?
Feldman did mine.
Is Tom Arnold still alive?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So is Corey Feldman, for the record. He just was missing from Dancing with the Stars for a moment.
I was going to say he's dancing in glitter pants, I think, right
but
now.
But they're on borrowed time based on what happened to the other ones. So
who was? Oh, Nick Swartzen did Joe's.
Yep. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Gary Busey.
And Gary Busey did one for everybody.
Yeah, nice. Against all odds, Gary Busey's still alive.
That guy's been on borrowed time since 81.
Yeah. You mean when he stopped his motorcycle with his forehead?
Yes. Since then.
Oh, yeah. Why do I always think he's the one that fell down? Who's the one that fell down the mountain?
Oh, I don't think that happened. That was Hank Williams Jr.
That's it. I always get their accidents
that's
mixed up.
That's why he wears the sunglasses, right? Because he had badly.
That's why he grew the beard.
I thought Steve
He didn't
have
a beard before that.
That's right. I thought Steve was getting fooled by that. Remember for a while, there was that one website that would say a celebrity is dead, and it was always they fell off a mountain while on a
sheep like riding
tourism
a goat.
Event. And we talked to Jeff Goldblum that time, and we're like, talking to Jeff Goldblum was awesome, but he had just been. Like, it trended that Jeff Goldblum was dead. And we go, Jeff, what is it like as a celebrity? He goes, I had to call my mom and tell her I was alive. It's not funny.
I'm still alive. I'm here. I'm here.
Can you imagine if we had interviewed him when former phone screener Rachel was here?
Oh, she was a huge fan.
Yeah, it would have flooded the room.
Yeah.
It would have been, instead of a terrarium, it would have been an aquarium in there. Soaking her own juices like a Thanksgiving ham.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. That's
a lot. You're basting. So I think that's a comparison every woman dreams of.
Yep. Everybody knows I'm good at compliments, right, Nate?
Yeah, you're fantastic at it. Some of my favorite ones I received right in this room.
Yep. Yeah.
Your answer was so perfect that it made me feel bad. Because I should.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.